Well, I am excited to be joined once again by Father Chris Aylar. We are working our way chapter by chapter through his new book, Understanding the Sacraments, God's Grace Guaranteed. Father Aylar is a priest with the Marian Fathers of the Immaculate Conception, and his new book will help us understand understand so much more these beautiful gifts, the sacraments in our faith. Good morning, Father Aylar. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, good morning. Nice to be back.
Father Aylar, we are working through your book, and the next chapter is Confirmation. And this is what I remember so distinctly about with my own children, is I remember their baptism and that beautiful scent of the chrism oil. And then many years later, when you're, you know, going through struggle with them, they have the opportunity to be anointed again with that beautiful chrism oil. And after each one of their confirmations, you bring them over to you and you say, let me smell you once again. The beautiful gift that confirmation is. So let's understand that. And why is there that link between the oils and baptism?
Yeah, see, the sacrament of confirmation actually completes and fulfills the sacrament of baptism that we talked about last week, because it brings a deepening of the baptismal grace. Now, what does that mean? Okay, baptism is the sacrament of our new birth, where we become babies in Christ. We become adopted sons and daughters of God, but we're babies, we're infants in the faith. Confirmation is maturity. It's the sacrament now of battle, whereby we become soldiers of Christ. And so it now gives you all the graces necessary to be an adult in the faith, even though you can receive the grace of confirmation really at any age, even if you're not a physical adult. Now, what's the connection? All right. In confirmation, it increases the seven gifts of the Holy Spirit that we got from baptism. And this is, again, biblical. This is Isaiah chapter 11. He describes these seven gifts, you know, wisdom, understanding, counsel, fortitude, knowledge, godliness, fear of the Lord. And we get those at our baptism. Here's the thing, though. They kind of remain dormant until we, you know what confirmation's like? It's like that activate button. You know when you order a streaming movie and you get a code and then it says activate. And then all of a sudden it starts playing. The confirmation, baptism is like getting the code, but confirmation is like hitting the activate button.
Love it.
And so it's so that you can go out and bear fruit. And now you take the gifts of the Holy Spirit and you go out and you bear fruit. And that's what we talk about, the fruits of the Holy Spirit. Love or charity is the big one, but you have joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, generosity, gentleness, faithfulness, modesty, self-control, chastity. They are seen as perfections that the Holy Spirit can form in us. And so it's where the Spirit that we got in baptism all of a sudden bursts into life in confirmation. And so the fruits of the Holy Spirit are really the good habits, the good deeds that come from living as a child of God using the tools of the gifts of the Holy Spirit. So the bottom line is the gifts will bear fruit. It's like given the gift of a hammer and a nail, well, are these going to sit in your drawer? Are you going to use them to build something? They can bear fruit when you use them to do something. And that's why the sacraments do something. They give you the grace to be activated. It's very powerful.
Father Aylar, I think when we enter into faith formation, and parents, maybe we think this way, but kids often want to think of it this way, is that getting to the end, I'm going to go through all of these years, I'm practicing, I've been doing what I'm told, I've been going to school. Confirmation oftentimes is seen in the same light as graduation. I got there, I did it, give me the certificate. I'm done. I'm in. But it should be looked at a little bit differently, not as graduation, but really as the beginning
It's your marching order.
Yes.
It's your and that's the problem. In a lot of churches, we'll see people baptized, and then they come, they get a hold of communion, they go to confession, then they get confirmed. But then after confirmation, you don't see them again. And this is wrong, because confirmation, I believe, is the most underrated of all the seven sacraments. And in the sacrament of confirmation is the reception of the Holy Spirit through the laying on of hands. What is it? Acts 8, chapter 8, verse 17 says, then they laid hands on them and they received the Holy Spirit. And so when, and then also is it Acts 19 says, when Paul laid his hands on them, the Holy Spirit came upon them. And so again, this is what's happening in this critical sacrament. And then, you know, a lot of people don't understand, like you said, it's not a finish, it's a beginning. It's the beginning of yourself as an adult in Christ, and now much is expected of you.
Father Aylar is joining us today once again as we understand the sacraments. That's the title of his new book, and it is God's grace guaranteed for all of us. Today, we look towards our young adults and their confirmation. Father, for myself, I was in high school. That was the age that we were allowed to receive confirmation after our classes. It is starting to dial back because I think bishops and archbishops are starting to recognize the need for this particular grace to be bestowed upon our younger children, because the world out there is, the attack on them is even greater. Is that better, do you feel like? Or, you know, looking at the history of the church, what does it tell us?
Yeah, in the Easter rites, they do all three for the baby. You know, the baby is given all three sacraments, baptism, and then confirmation, and then the Eucharist. And what do our adults receive when they come into the church, even in the Western, the Latin rite? They get baptism, confirmation, and the Eucharist all together as they enter into the church. So I think there's a lot to be said for that. Even our Western Latin rite acknowledges that they can be given on the same day.
So, Father Aylar, you talked about biblically the laying of hands and the gifts that they are receiving. Do young people, do they think, okay, I'm going to get one of these special gifts, I'm going to focus on it? Or is all of those gifts that you talked about, wisdom, understanding, piety, fortitude, fear of the Lord, those are all gifts that are given all through the confirmation sacrament?
Well, the gifts are given at baptism. But they're kind of dormant until we activate them at confirmation. And so once we activate them, then we become an adult in the faith. And then we go out using our gifts to bear the fruit. And that's why confirmation completes and really completes baptism. It really does. That's how powerful it is.
And powerful sign, and we talked about in our previous interviews, the form and the matter, you know, anointing is part of that. And that's another ancient symbol and practice in our faith, the anointing. What is the anointing part of confirmation?
It's the season. Remember, the word anointing just means blessing. When we hear anointing, we think of the sacrament of the sick. But that's not necessarily anointing means blessing. So at confirmation, you're receiving a blessing, and that oil is to seal. Oil was used to seal things, even like cuts. They would put in antiquity, they would put oil on cuts to seal the skin. And so what we're doing in the anointing of confirmation is really not anointing of the sick. It's different, but both are a blessing. It's a blessing, and you're sealed in the Holy Spirit, and that's what the oil that you receive at confirmation seals the Spirit in you.
And that is that beautiful seal and that mark on your soul that will follow you all through eternity. Thank you, Father Aylar, for helping us understand this morning. Confirmation. And next week when you join us again, we're going to go to the source and the summit of our faith, and that's the Eucharist. Your book is Understanding the Sacraments. Please tell our listeners where they can get a copy for themselves.
Yes, it helps us the most if you visit shopmercy.org. That's one word, shopmercy.org. You can get a copy there, or if it's more convenient for you, it is available on Amazon. So we hope that you will pick up a copy for yourself or a loved one.
Well, thank you so much for that. And Father Aylor, I absolutely encourage all of our listeners to pick up a copy for themselves. Father Chris Aylor joining us today, his book, Understanding the Sacraments. To make it easier for our listeners, I'm going to put a link that'll get you right to their webpage. You can purchase a copy for yourself, and you'll find that link on today's podcast at materdeiradio.com and on the Hail Mary Media app.